So we just began to discuss text 5. Where 3 types of devotees are described. One who has just begun to chant the holy name. One who has taken initiation and is practiced to chant the holy name. And one who is perfect in chanting the holy name. The 3 divisions are seen in terms of faith and love for Krishna. But in the Madhya Lila, chapters 15 and 16, the 3 types of devotees, or levels of devotees, are seen in relation to how they chant the holy name. Srila Prabhupada has quoted some of the statements in the purport. But to get a more complete idea, we can read the verses and purports as they appear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because in the verse, Srila Rupa Goswami mentions specifically the chanting of the holy name. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Madhya Lila Chapter 15, Text 103. Grihastha Vishaya Ami Ki Mara Sajane Shrimuke Agyakara Prabhu Nivedi Charane. Satyaraj Khan said, "My dear Lord, being a householder and a materialistic man, I do not know the process of advancing in spiritual life. I therefore submit myself unto your lotus feet and request you to give me orders." Prabhu kahena Krishna seva Vaishnava sevana Nirantara kara Krishna nama sankirtana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Without cessation, continue chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Whenever possible, serve him and his devotees, the Vaishnavas." Then, what was the next question that Satyaraj asked? Yes. Satyaraja Bale Vaishnava Chiniba Kemane Ke Vaishnava Kahatara Samanya Lakshane. Upon hearing this, Satyaraj said, "How can I recognize a Vaishnava? Please let me know what a Vaishnava is. What are his common symptoms?" Prabhu kahe annamukhe suni ekabara Krishna namase pujya shrestha sabakara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, "Whoever chants the holy name of Krishna just once is worshipable and is the topmost human being." purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna once, a person becomes perfect. Such a person is understood to be a Vaishnava. With such faith and belief, one may begin a life of Krishna consciousness. But an ordinary person cannot chant the holy name of Krishna with such faith. So, ado shraddha, first comes faith. So if one has faith that just by chanting the holy name of Krishna, he can achieve all perfection, he is eligible to chant the holy name. In the Namahatta, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has compared the holy name to a commodity which is sold. Nam means the holy name and Hatta means marketplace. And what is the price that one has to pay to get the holy name? The price is faith, shraddha. And according to how much one can pay, or according to how much faith one has, he will get the corresponding proportion of the holy name's mercy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in the material world, you can cheat. You can give a counterfeit note for 100 rupees and get an item worth 100 rupees. But in the marketplace of the holy name, you cannot cheat. If you make a false show of faith and devotion, you cannot get more than the value of the faith that you actually possess. So just as there are three stages of Vaishnavas, Kanishtha, Madhyam, and Uttama, there are three stages in chanting. The three stages are Kanishtha Adhikari, Madhyam Adhikari, and Uttama Adhikari are three stages of development of faith. So the three stages of chanting correspond to stages of development of faith in the holy name and other factors. So the first stage is the phase of offensive chanting. The second phase is the phase of clearing of offenses. And the final stage is the stage of pure chanting. But when one has faith, he can actually begin to chant the holy name. With such faith and belief, one may begin a life of Krishna consciousness. But an ordinary person cannot chant the holy name of Krishna with such faith. This is confirmed by Srila Rupa Goswami in his Upadeshamrita, Krishneti yasi giritam manasa driyeta. One should accept the holy name of Krishna to be identical with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Transcendence Himself. The holy name of Krishna is also identical with Krishna and is also Chintamani. The name Krishna is the personification of sound, perfectly transcendental and eternally liberated from material contamination. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. One should understand that the name Krishna and Krishna are identical. Having such faith, one must continue to chant the holy name. When one is situated on the neophyte platform, one cannot understand the devotional ingredients of a pure, unalloyed devotee. However, when the novice engages in devotional service, especially in deity worship, and follows the order of a bona fide spiritual master, he becomes a pure devotee. Anyone can take advantage of hearing about Krishna consciousness from a pure devotee and thus gradually become purified. So in the beginning, one may have faith in the holy name of Krishna, but he may not understand the ingredients of a pure devotee. But by hearing from a pure devotee, he can gradually understand the science of Krishna, and then he can appreciate pure devotees, and gradually he himself can become a pure devotee. A devotee who believes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord is a pure devotee, even though he may be in the neophyte stage. By his association, others may also become Vaishnavas. So, one who has faith in the holy name, faith in pure devotional service, can be considered a pure devotee, even though a neophyte, because he has Shraddha, and Uttama Bhakti begins from Shraddha. He may be, not all neophytes are pure devotees, but if he has such faith, he can be considered a pure devotee. And because he has faith, he can give faith to others. What you have, you can give to others. So if you have faith, genuine faith, firm faith, you can give faith to others. And therefore, by their association with you, their Krishna consciousness can be awakened. The question may be quick, but...
Confusion they have in this question is that if someone is a novice, he has firm faith, then is that really a neophyte?
If he has firm faith, he may be a neophyte because he's new. But very quickly, he will associate with devotees, he'll take initiation, and he'll be considered an intermediate devotee.
Could it also be viewed from the standpoint that he doesn't properly deal with other devotees, and therefore that may be his classification as neophyte, but that he has that faith in
faith. Yes. Because that's true. There are various, as we've read, there are various ingredients of a pure devotee, or there are various ingredients of an intermediate devotee. There are various ingredients of a neophyte devotee. So a neophyte devotee may have some ingredients of an intermediate devotee, like we're discussing faith, but he may not have the other ingredients of an intermediate devotee, like knowing how to deal with other devotees, innocent people, and envious people. That's true. One is known as a materialistic devotee if he simply worships the deity of Hari with faith, but does not show proper respect to the devotees and to others. So Srila Prabhupada is clarifying what makes someone a neophyte. This is confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.47. Archayam eva hare ya pujam shradayehate Shraddhayate. He worships the deity with faith. But his faith is limited to the deity and to the spiritual master and perhaps to the holy name. But he doesn't have faith in other devotees. Anyone who engages with faith in the worship of the deity of Hari, but does not show proper respect to the devotees and to others, is known as a materialistic devotee. Natat bhakteshu chanyeshu sat bhakta prakrita smita. However, by associating with a neophyte devotee who believes that the holy name of the Lord is identical with the Lord, one can become a devotee also. So he may lack the qualification of knowing how to make friendship with other devotees, preach to innocent persons, and neglect envious persons. But if he has the qualification of faith in the holy name, that the holy name is identical to the Supreme Lord, he can awaken faith in others, and they can also begin devotional service. When Lord Chaitanya was teaching Sanatana Goswami, he said, Shadavanjanahaya bhakti adhikari uttama madhyama kinista shada anusari yahara komala shada se kanishta jana krame krame tenho bhakta haibe uttama rati prema taratmai bhakta taratama. A person who has attained firm faith is a real candidate for advancing in Krishna consciousness. According to the faith, there are first class, second class, and neophyte devotees. One who has preliminary faith is called kanista, or a neophyte. The neophyte, however, can become an advanced devotee if he strictly follows the regulative principles set down by the spiritual master. The pure devotee whose faith advances becomes a Madhyama Adhikari and Uttama Adhikari. When one's faith expands beyond just the spiritual master and the deity and the holy name to other devotees, then he becomes a Madhyam Vaishnava. And when his love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead extends to every CC Madhya 22, 64, 69, and 70. It is thus concluded that even a neophyte devotee is superior to the Karmis and Gyanis because he has full faith in chanting the holy name of the Lord. Even a neophyte devotee engaged in deity worship in accordance with the regulations set forth by the spiritual master is in a position superior to that of the fruitive worker and speculative philosopher. Lord Chaitanya continues, Eka Krishna Namakare Sarva Papakshaya Nava Vidha Bhakti Purna Nama Aitehaya. Simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, one is relieved from all the reactions of sinful life. One can complete the nine processes of devotional service simply by chanting the holy name.
This mantra is a simple chanting. This is all benefits which one can derive from all these nine mantras.
Yes. If one chants the holy name of Krishna perfectly, he can get Krishna prema, which is the best result he could get from following the other processes. So every year the residents of Kulina Gram used to go to Jagannath Puri for Rath Yatra. And the next year they came, they asked Lord Chaitanya the same question. What question? How to recognize a devotee is the second question. What is the first question?
How I can advance?
Yes. How I can advance in Krishna consciousness. Kulina grami puravat kaila nivedana prabhu agyakara amara kartavya sadana. As in the previous year, one of the inhabitants of Kulina Gram submitted a petition to the Lord, saying, "My Lord, kindly tell me what my duty is and how I should execute it." Prabhu kahe Vaishnava seva nama sankirtana dvikara sigra pabe sri Krishna charana. The Lord replied, "You should engage yourself in the servants of the servants of Krishna, and always chant the holy name of Krishna. If you do these two things, you will very soon attain shelter at Krishna's lotus feet." The same question and the same answer. Teno kahe ke Vaishnava ki tanra lakshana tabeha se kahe prabhu jani tanra mana. Inhabitants of Kulina Gram said, "Please let me know who is actually a Vaishnav and what his symptoms are." Understanding his mind, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled and gave the following reply. Krishna nama nirantara yanhara vadane se Vaishnava shrestha bhajatanhara charane. A person who is always chanting the holy name of the Lord is to be considered a first-class Vaishnava, and your duty is to serve his lotus feet. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that any Vaishnava who is constantly chanting the holy name of the Lord should be considered to obtain the second platform of Vaishnavism. Such a devotee is superior to a neophyte Vaishnava who has just learned to chant the holy name of the Lord. A neophyte devotee simply tries to chant the holy name, whereas the advanced devotee is accustomed to chanting and takes pleasure in it. Such an advanced devotee is called Madhyam Bhagavata, which indicates that he has attained the intermediate stage between the neophyte and the perfect devotee. Generally, a devotee in the intermediate stage becomes a preacher. A neophyte devotee or an ordinary person should worship the Madhyam Bhagavata, who is the Vaya medium. In his Upadeshamrita, Srila Rupa Goswami says, "Pranati bhischa bhajantam isham." This means that Madhyam Adhikari devotees should exchange obeisances between themselves. Of course, it also means that a neophyte devotee should offer obeisances to a Madhyam Adhikari. Now, generally, Madhyam Adhikari is considered the beginning of pure devotee. Although in one sense a neophyte can be a pure devotee if he has full faith in the holy name. But because he may still have material leanings towards karma or jnana, a neophyte may not be a pure devotee. But a Madhyam Adhikari, as described here, is a pure devotee. And we will read why he's considered a pure devotee. In what sense he's considered a pure devotee. The word nirantara, because Krishna nama nirantana, nirantara. That means he's constantly chanting the holy name. The word nirantara, meaning without cessation, continuously, constantly is very important in this verse. The word antara means interval. If one has desires other than a desire to perform devotional service, in other words, if one sometimes engages in devotional service and sometimes strives for sense gratification, his service will be interrupted. So Krishna Anushilana means continuous devotional service without any interruption. That is the definition of pure devotional service. So if one continuously engages in devotional service without cessation or without interruption for karma or jnana or anything else, then he can be considered a pure devotee in the sense that he's engaged in pure devotional service without any other engagement. If one has desires, in other words, anyavilasita sunyam, he has no other desire. If one has desires other than a desire to perform devotional service, in other words, if one sometimes engages in devotional service and sometimes strives for sense gratification, his service will be interrupted. A pure devotee, therefore, should have no other desire than to serve Krishna. He should be above fruitive activity and speculative knowledge. In his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Anya Vilasita Sanya Jnana Karmadi Anavritam Anukulyena Krishna Nushidanam Bhakti Uttama. This is the platform of pure devotional service. One should not be motivated by fruitive activity or mental speculation, but should simply serve Krishna favorably. That is first-class devotion. Another meaning of antara is this body, because we're discussing near antara, without antara. Another meaning of antara is this body. The body is an impediment to self-realization because it is always engaged in sense gratification. So nirantara means he doesn't descend to the platform of gratifying the senses of the body. Similarly, antara means money. If money is not used in Krishna's service, it is also an impediment. Antara also means janata, people in general. The association of ordinary persons may destroy the principles of devotional service. Janasanga, sadbhi bhakti pranashyati. Similarly, antara may mean greed. Greed to acquire more money or enjoy more sense gratification. Lolyam, sadbhi bhakti vinashyati. Finally, the word antara may also mean atheistic ideas by which one considers the temple deity to be made of stone, wood, or gold. All of these are impediments. In Srimad Bhagavatam 11.2.46, the intermediate Vaishnava is described as follows. Ishware tad adineshu balisheshu dvisatsucha prema maitri kripopeksha yakaroti samadhyamah. The intermediate Vaishnava has to love God, make friends with the devotees, instruct the innocent, and reject jealous people. These are the four functions of the Vaishnava in the intermediate stage. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.46, Sri Sanatan Goswami is taught, Shadavan janahaya bhakti adhikari uttama madhyam kanista shada anusari. One who is faithful is a proper candidate for devotional service. In terms of one's degree of faith in devotional service, One is a first class, second class, or neophyte Vaishnava. Shastra yukti nahi jane dritha shradhavan, madhyama adhikari se mahabhagyavan. One who has attained the intermediate stage is not very advanced in shastric knowledge, but he has firm faith in the Lord. Such a person is very fortunate to be situated on the intermediate platform. Madhya 22:67. Rati prema taratami bhakta taratama. Attraction and love are the ultimate goal of devotional service. Rati actually means bhava bhakti, and prema means prema bhakti. The degrees of such attraction and love for God distinguish the different stages of devotion: neophyte, intermediate, and perfectional. An intermediate devotee is greatly attracted to chanting the holy name, and by chanting he is elevated to the platform of love. In the nine stages, the Madhyamadhikari, who's in the middle stage of Madhyam Vaishnava, is on the platform of Nishta. So when he comes to the platform of Nishta, he's fixed. He won't fall down, but he'll continue to make progress. Generally, unless one commits offenses.
Is there a breakdown somewhere, correlation between the nine stages and the position of Nishta Madhya?
Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, and Bhajana Kriya are three stages of Kanishta. Anarthana Vritti, Nishta, Ruchi, and Ashakti are stages of Madhya. Anarthana Vritti is the beginning of Madhyam, Nishta is the middle of Madhyam, and Ruchi and Ashakti are advanced stages of Madhyam. And Bhava and Prema are Uttama. An intermediate devotee is greatly attracted to chanting the holy name, and by chanting he is elevated to the platform of love. That sounds like Ruchi. If one chants the holy name of the Lord with great attachment, that sounds like Asakti, he can understand his position as an eternal servant of the spiritual master, other Vaishnavas, and Krishna himself. Thus the intermediate Vaishnava considers himself Krishna Das, Krishna's servant. He therefore preaches Krishna consciousness to innocent neophytes, and stresses the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. An intermediate devotee can identify the non-devotee or motivated devotee. See, what we're discussing is can only really be understood by a Madhyam Vaishnava, because he is systematically studying the scriptures. And he can recognize the distinction between a pure devotee, a mixed devotee, and a non-devotee. Because we've already read that a Kanishta Vaishnava, he doesn't know how to deal with other devotees or non-devotees. So the instructions that we're discussing are really meant for Madhyam Vaishnavas, or to help us to become Madhyam Vaishnavas, because they can understand how to deal differently with devotees and others. An intermediate devotee can identify the non-devotee or motivated devotee. The motivated devotee or the non-devotee are on the material platform, and they are called prakriti. The intermediate devotee does not mix with such materialistic people. Therefore, Rupa Goswami says that if someone chants the holy name but is on the material platform, like some people are. We should offer obeisances in the mind, but we shouldn't mix intimately with them, because they're on the material platform. They're considered bhakta-praya, or almost devotees. In one sense, they're not devotees, because actual devotees are transcendentally situated. But to show them favor, they're counted as devotees, because we're not allowed to mix with non-devotees. So we call them devotees, so that they can get some association and become elevated from the material platform to the transcendental platform.
No, I mean, as you said, he should be maintaining an association.
Prema Maitri Kripa Upeksha Sakaroti Samanyama. Maitri means friendship and Kripa means mercy. So he's a pure devotee in terms of the definition of pure devotional service. So he makes friendships with other pure devotees, and he shows mercy to innocent people, which are mixed devotees. I mean, there can be an element of friendship, but according to the analysis here, he doesn't mix with them intimately. But he shows them mercy, like we discussed in relation to the life member family from Pune. Srila Prabhupada was very anxious to reciprocate with them, engage them in service, and receive them, to show them mercy. But he wasn't anxious to live with them and mingle intimately with them. But because they're on the material platform, if we tell them, they may feel hurt, and then our whole purpose will be defeated. Srila Prabhupada didn't say that, we're leaving your house early because my disciples are becoming contaminated by your association. He said that I'm not feeling well and I want to return to Bombay. The intermediate devotee does not mix with such materialistic people. However, he understands that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and everything related to him are on the same transcendental platform. Actually, none of them are mundane. That means things related to Krishna, like the devotees and the paraphernalia of Krishna, the deity. He doesn't see the deity as made of stone. He doesn't see the Charanamrita as ordinary water, such things that materialistic persons may do. Varshantare punatanra aiche prashna kaila vaishnavera tara tamya prabhushi kaila. The following year, the inhabitants of Kalinagram again asked the Lord the same question. Hearing this answer, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again taught them about the different types of Vaishnavas. Yanhara darshane muke aise Krishna nama, tanhare janiha tumi Vaishnava pranana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, a first-class Vaishnava is he whose very presence makes others chant the holy name of Krishna. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that if an observer immediately remembers the holy name of Krishna upon seeing a Vaishnava, that Vaishnava should be considered a Mahabhagavata, a first-class devotee. Such a Vaishnava is always aware of his Krishna-conscious duty, and he is enlightened in self-realization. He is always in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. and this love is without adulteration. Because of this love, he is always awake to transcendental realization. A Madhyamadhikari Vaishnav can awaken others to Krishna consciousness and engage them in duties whereby they can advance. So even a Kanista Vaishnav who has Shraddha can inspire Shraddha in others, and they can awaken to Krishna consciousness. But because the Kanishta Vaishnav doesn't systematically study the scriptures, he can't really guide them to further advancement. But the Madhyam Vaishnav systematically studies the scriptures, and he can instruct others in the practices of devotional service, and thus they can gradually advance. The Madhyam Adhikari Vaishnav can awaken others to Krishna consciousness and engage them in duties whereby they can advance. It is therefore said in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 6, verse 279, Loha ke yavat sparshi hema nahi kari, tavat sparsha mani ke hachinte na pare. One cannot understand the value of touchstone until it turns iron to gold. One should judge by action, not by promises. A Mahabhagavata can turn a living entity from abominable material life to the Lord's service. This is the test of a Mahabhagavata. Although preaching is not meant for a Mahabhagavata, a Mahabhagavata can descend to the platform of Madhyam Bhagavata just to convert others to Vaishnavism. Actually, a Mahabhagavata is fit to spread Krishna consciousness, but he does not distinguish where Krishna consciousness should be spread from where it should not. He thinks that everyone is competent to accept Krishna consciousness if the chance is provided. The other day I told about the man who met Srila Prabhupada in Indore and was upset by the fact that Srila Prabhupada was criticizing some popular religious figures of India. And the man told Srila Prabhupada that you should be samadarshana, you should see everyone equally. You shouldn't criticize some and appreciate others, but you should see all equally. And Srila Prabhupada replied, and the man quoted the verse, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastani, that one should see equally a gentle and learned Brahmin, an elephant, a cow, a dog, and a dog eater. So Srila Prabhupada replied, which is the vision of a Mahabhagavata. So Srila Prabhupada replied that why is someone born as a Brahmin and why is someone born as a dog eater? Say, one is born as a Brahmin because of his pious activities, and one is born as a dog eater because of his sinful activities. So to say that one sees them equally is to say that the person does not distinguish between pious activities and sinful activities. As a Mahabhagavata, he sees everyone as serving Krishna. He doesn't make any distinction, and therefore he sees no need to preach. So Srila Prabhupada said, but I'm not on that platform. I see that someone is doing nonsense, and I say he should stop. Then the man was still upset because Prabhupada was criticizing some of the popular religious figures of India. And Srila Prabhupada was saying, I'm not saying, Krishna is saying, Namam Duskritina Mudha, if you don't surrender to Krishna, you're this and you're that. And so the man was saying that, you know, you shouldn't just repeat, you should make your own contribution. And Srila Prabhupada said, the man said, every acharya should make some contribution. He said, no, I've made no contribution. I simply repeat what Krishna and the previous acharyas have said. But then as the conversation evolved, Srila Prabhupada said, or someone in the assembly said that Srila Prabhupada had, or pointed out that Srila Prabhupada had claimed disciples from all over the world. And the man was very impressed. And then Srila Prabhupada said, that is my samadarshana, that I made Krishna consciousness available to everyone without discrimination. And that is my contribution. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So here, Srila Prabhupada is saying the same thing in more scholarly language, that although a Mahabhagavata is not meant to preach, he is the best one to preach because he makes no distinction as to where Krishna consciousness should be spread or where Krishna consciousness should not be spread. And that's where his equal vision or his broad vision is manifest. He doesn't deny anyone the chance to serve Krishna. A neophyte and intermediate devotee should always be anxious to hear the Mahabhagavata and serve him in every respect. That is also stated in Upadeshamrita. The neophyte and intermediate devotees can gradually rise to the platform of Uttama Adhikari and become first-class devotees. Symptoms of a first-class devotee are given in Srimad Bhagavatam, which reference we've already read. When teaching Sanatan Goswami, the Lord further said, Shastra yukte sunupina dridha shradhayanda uttama adhikari se tareye satsara. If one is expert in Vedic literature and has full faith in the Supreme Lord, he is an uttama adhikari, a first-class Vaishnava, who can deliver the whole world and turn everyone to Krishna consciousness. C.C. Madhya 22.65. With great love and affection, the Mahabhagavata observes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service, and the devotees. He doesn't see innocent people. He doesn't see envious people. He only sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotional service, and devotees. He observes nothing beyond Krishna, Krishna consciousness, and Krishna's devotees. The Mahabhagavata knows that everyone is engaged in the Lord's service in different ways. He therefore descends to the middle platform to elevate everyone to the Krishna conscious position. So are there any questions or comments?
Was there a reference that you just read that dealt with how Kanishka, who doesn't, may have strong firm faith in the holy name, because, and therefore can instill that faith in others, but because he's not systematically studying Shastra, he can't elevate them past the initial stage? Was there, did you just read that? Or was that a comment?
In the purport, Srila Prabhupada quotes Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that one who has firm faith in the holy name, that the holy name is Krishna, and that by once chanting the holy name, one can become perfect. He's considered a pure devotee, although in the neophyte position, and by his association, others can awaken to Krishna consciousness. So I commented that because he has Shraddha, he can give Shraddha to others. And when they get Shraddha, they can begin Krishna consciousness.
But then if he's not systematically studying,
then he will have to take them to some other devotees who can give the person further guidance. Or tell him to read Srila Prabhupada's books if no other devotees are available. Or both, really. Yes.
In some Prabhupada formations, when everybody is a devotee, what considerations does he have to come down to the level of working Prabhupada?
The Lord has a mission. Parichanaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam dharmasam stapanarthaya sambhavami yuge yuge. So although he tends to see everyone engaged in the service of the Lord, but sometimes out of affection for the Lord and identification with the Lord's mission, he takes up the mission as many of the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And it's not that they, as an example, it's not that they always act on the same platform. Like, for 6 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled throughout South India and preached. But then he came back to Jagannath Puri, and in Gambira, he was experiencing the mood of Srimati Radharani and separation from Krishna. And then he didn't preach in the same way as when he was touring in South India. So sometimes when, tomorrow we'll have to discuss more, but sometimes the person may act on the platform of Uttama Vaishnava, and sometimes the same devotee may act on the platform of Madhyam Vaishnava.
Uttama Adhikari is one who has a full face and fully converted to Vaishnava. But at the same time, in our sampradaya, we have few personalities who were illiterate, but at the same time, they were topmost Mahabharatas, like Kishore Das, Shivas Babaji. So, how can we understand? Because they seemingly, apparently, they don't fit to this definition.
No, the Uttama Vaishnav has firm faith in Krishna and full knowledge of scripture. So you just said that they are you saying they didn't have full knowledge of scripture?
Yeah.
Oh, they had full knowledge of scripture. Without reading the books, the knowledge was revealed automatically. And many learned scholars used to consult Srila Gaura Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj and ask questions. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that one refers to the next verse, I didn't read it, but the next verse is Kramakari Kahu Prabhe Vaishnava Lakshana Vaishnava Vaishnavatara Ara Vaishnavatama. In this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed different types of Vaishnavas, the Vaishnava, the Vaishnavatara, and Vaishnavatama. Vaishnavatara means better, and Vaishnavatama means best. Vaishnav, better Vaishnav, and best Vaishnav. He thus successfully explained all the symptoms of a Vaishnav to the inhabitants of Kulina Grama.
just wondering if my Prabhupada was present in his bathroom, what is our ability to, you know, if we would say we're not, we haven't taken any picture from it's our ability to access his mercy, our ability to access his shiksha.
The capacity that a devotee has to understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions or get Srila Prabhupada's mercy depends on the devotee. How advanced he is. It's not limited by the fact that he wasn't initiated by Srila Prabhupada or by the fact that Srila Prabhupada is not physically present. But there will be a process by which he can make advancement so that he can get more mercy and more instruction from Srila Prabhupada. And the process will involve surrender to the guru, taking initiation from the guru, taking instruction from the guru, inquiring all the different items.
That's the,
in other words, we can't jump over.
But still, it's something one should aspire for because of this amazing stature.
We should aspire to get Srila Prabhupada's mercy and understand Srila Prabhupada's instructions. Certainly. But why stop there? Why not Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's mercy, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur's mercy, Rupa Goswami's mercy? By our spiritual master's mercy, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy.
The offense of the mercy of Prabhupada and Prabhupada's disciples of Siddhanta mercy, the same as mercy.
Mercy is the same. Srila Prabhupada gave the example of a tree, that a tree has many leaves. He was speaking about even his own disciples becoming gurus. But he was saying that if you take different leaves from the same tree and you take the juice out of the leaves, the taste will be the same. So you know they're coming from the same tree. So we're coming on the same tree. The mercy should be the same. So tomorrow we will discuss, now we've had a survey of how to recognize Kanista Vaishnava, Madhya Vaishnava, and Uttama Vaishnava. So tomorrow we will discuss how we should relate to each, and especially how to relate to the spiritual master.
Srila Prabhupada.
Sorry to disappoint you. Because I hadn't planned to teach a full 4 weeks course, I didn't plan to have a midterm test. You've given me an idea now. I'll have to think about it. But not tomorrow, in any case. Not tomorrow. You retracted it?
Yes.
Okay, no midterm examination. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Prema ki jai.